Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, babies, this is Cleo.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 608. We are firmly in the new year, 2015. Here we are. And, you know, what do we do at the beginning of the year? Well, we get a forecast. We get a look ahead. We get somebody who gives us the lay of the land and challenges us to pioneer and to grow and to stand up tall and straight. The only thing we do straight. Stand up tall and proud, maybe I should say that, with our eyes forward and wide open as to what is ahead in the upcoming year. And who better to do that with than our fabulous Floridian and fellow QueerCast co-host, Miss Cleo, on the show today. Hello, Cleo. How are you?
Happy New Year, baby love. How you doing, Amy? What's happening in Chi-Town?
I am good. Cold, but good. And survive the holidays and can look back and go, okay, my rearview mirror 2014 is a thing of the past. And, you know, for me personally, it was a really big transition year for me, for my family, for my partner, for, you know, just in many, many areas of my life. It was a very big year of creativity. It was a very big year of family and a very big year of change. All were themes for you in 2014. But looking ahead, you challenged us last week, when I said, okay, we're going to look ahead to 2015 this year. What is it? And you said transition 101, how to survive your creative changes. I like to always say how to thrive in your creative changes.
You know to put me on the spot. That one just came off of the cuff because that's pretty much what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that is so beautiful about 2014, and we talked last week about how 2014 was very abundant. Mm-hmm. And we forget sometimes when we use words like abundance and change that the adjective in front of it or after it really is what dictates where we go with it personally and as a collective. The number six is all about transition. And, you know, sometimes as a parent, I can say that it took me a couple of years to transition from being a mom every day, worrying about what time somebody's coming home, doing laundry, buying groceries, that kind of thing, to having an empty nest and no one to care about. And that transition, well, all the while, I thought, oh, I can't wait till they get the hell out of the house. I can do what I want to do, ray, 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 and then they were gone. And I was absolutely traumatized. I thought, God, there's nobody to grocery shop for. There's nobody to cook for. And it took me a minute to understand understand. I had never understood what the empty nest syndrome was until I experienced it. Mm-hmm. And then I got it. Mm-hmm. And I also thought I would do much better with it. So I either underestimated the experience or I overestimated my ability to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And so I use that story to illustrate what I'm talking about, in as much that many people created new things for themselves mm-hmm. in 2014. Family either increased or decreased, or you made a shift that might have been healthier emotionally, financially, spiritually, whatever the case may have been. And now you have done that. Now, in the new year, you've created this new thing. Where do you take it now? Where do you go with it now? What and how will that transition impact those around you, your immediate surroundings, your personal situation, changes that have been made for us or encouraged by us, so the lawmakers would say, where do we go from this point forward with all of those new changes? And with change comes that growing pains kind of stage. You understand? Mm-hmm. So change is not always 1, 2, 3. Sometimes change is like one hiccup, oops, okay, we better go back and fix that. Okay, 2, 2.5, and you finally round your way to 3. So with that kind of change has to come some stick-to-itiveness, you know? Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to commit the energy, invest the time, invest the money, use our own inherent abilities to create and move through the things that we long to have or that we have worked hard to have. And with new stuff or with new responsibilities comes a whole bunch of new extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? You just can't get a new car and then not go get insurance.
Right.
Because that won't work. You know, so it's not a time for us to relax, even though some of us have come away from the year saying, wow, what an amazing year. Because myself personally, it has been a year, like you said, there have been changes in my family, there have been changes in my personal life, there have been changes in my business life. And some of those were things that I knew that were coming, not just because I miss Cleo, but mm-hmm. I knew I had to make certain creative changes. And to relook at my, I don't know, we all come up with certain principles. President Obama, we talked about him last week. He came in to office with a very personal conviction of marriage is between a man and a woman. And by the time he hit his second term, things were very different. Mm-hmm. Some would say wishy-washy. I would say the man saw growth. Mm-hmm. He grew. He changed the principle. When we get so stuck that we don't want to review our own personal principles, then we are saying we don't want to grow anymore.
Mm. And then you're dead. The opposite
you really
of that
are.
Is
you're,
dead.
You're in the mud. You're in the mud. So, you know, we have
or
to
you're
be
not
careful.
Living. You're the opposite of living. You're not living, right? To
you're
live
right.
is to grow. To live is to change.
You know, and so we all have to keep that in mind, you know, as we move forward. You know, we talked last week about the transgender community, and I know how much I've grown in the last 5 years about my perspective and my understanding, but I sought that knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I would recommend to anyone within the sound of our voices today is to seek mm-hmm. out additional knowledge. If you think that you absolutely know the antithesis of a subject, trust me, you do not. And that is no disrespect coming from me. It is just simply that you may not have all of the information, you know, and that if we go out as each individual from whatever community we come from, some of us are our common ground in 3, 4, 5 communities. We have to come out and we have to be willing to share the information mm-hmm. with people who want to hear. Because nobody's trying to beat a tambourine anymore. People aren't hearing you. Mm-hmm. You know, but we come out and we create an environment. Because now we set this plan up. There's all kinds of new stuff on the table, boy. Let me tell you, it's a new everywhere. But the new is now going to start to lose its shine. So what do we do with it? How can we take the strides that have been made and build upon them. Let's not lose sight. Let's not get weary. And that's what this year is going to be about. It's going to be about becoming further committed and further vested in what we are creating or what we are manifesting for our own personal lives, for our own personal families, for our personal communities, and hopefully, I mean, and I say this from such a heartfelt place, given all that has gone on last year, that hopefully from a collective place, because this will be our challenge in this year as well, is not to make the schism wider or larger. It is to close that schism and to really talk about integration. And that's what transition is. You know, it's just a different word. But if we can integrate our different ideas and ideals and come together with something that speaks to the importance and the respect of the collective, we will just move ahead faster. And in a more systemically healthy manner, rather than a divisive one, which I have to be perfectly honest with you, concerns me. Because I think that they can get a lot of attention as well. Go ahead, sweetie.
No, I was going to say, let's just stop right there because it's a great place. You mentioned division. We'll divide the show right now. we'll pause right now because what I hear is you talking about fostering integration, informing ourselves, because that will be the more productive route than being divisive. And I want to talk about that in some particular areas and where you see, you know, some tools for us to do that and where there will be some places to watch out for, some cautionary things to look out for in 2015. We need to tell you what's going on in the news this week. It's already 2015, and once again, lots going on in our LGBT community, in the world, in the nation, in our city, and also in the world of entertainment. The big award shows fast to be coming up here and announcements being made for nominees. So very exciting time. And then we'll be back with Miss Cleo as we're going to look at how do we continue to do this transition? How do we create effective change or maneuver through the changes that are happening creatively? So Miss Cleo back with us right after this.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. President Barack Obama will not renominate controversial Georgia judicial nominee Michael Boggs to the federal bench in 2015. Boggs drew widespread opposition from Senate Democrats for his record as a Georgia state legislator on gay marriage, abortion, and the Confederate flag. Boggs was originally nominated in December of 2013, but never received a confirmation vote.
A petition to enact a Lila's Law and ban transgender conversion therapy has gathered more than 200,000 virtual signatures in fewer than 48 hours of its posting to change.org. The petition is addressed to Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi.
The Rhode Island Supreme Court has tossed decade-old lawsuits from two Providence firefighters who claimed their civil rights were violated when they were ordered to drive a truck in the city's gay pride parade. The court, in a unanimous ruling, said the firefighters' appearance in the parade was relatively anonymous and did not indicate they condoned the parade's purposes.
A federal judge took steps to speed up a ruling on the remaining legal issues in a lawsuit challenging Kansas's ban on same-sex marriage. Opposing attorneys must narrow factual disputes and propose a schedule at the end of January for a hearing. Both the state's attorneys and lawyers challenging the ban say they want to expedite the case.
Three federal appellate judges are hearing arguments in lawsuits challenging state prohibitions of same-sex marriage in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
A study by two economic professors at Kent State University revealed that the 2014 Gay Games, which attracted nearly 8,000 athletes, 20,000 visitors to Northeast Ohio in August, added $52 million to the local economy during the eight-day event.
Voters in Fayetteville, Arkansas, passed a measure to repeal Ordinance 119. and anti-discrimination city policy. Voters turned out in record numbers. In September, petitioners turned in more than 5,000 signatures, pushing the controversial ordinance to a public vote after the city council passed the measure. The now-repealed Civil Rights Administration ordinance was to protect against specific types of discrimination because of sexual orientation, gender identity, and several other criteria.
The Lakeland, Florida-based Publix grocery store chain now offers employee insurance benefits to same-sex couples legally married in other states. Publix is expanding coverage for its health, dental, and vision benefit plans to associates married in any state where same-sex marriages are legal. Publix owns 2,000 grocery stores in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North and South Carolina.
In world news, Scotland's first same-sex weddings took place in the early hours of New Year's Eve. The new law on same-sex marriage came into effect in Scotland earlier in December.
A same-sex marriage law in Luxembourg, approved by lawmakers over the summer, came into force January 1st. Jean-Paul Olinger and Henri Lorenzo Hubert were the first gay couple to exchange vows. The men are both in their 60s. Luxembourg has an openly gay prime minister, Xavier Bettel.
In India, renowned actor Manoj Bajpayee has confirmed that he will play a gay professor in an upcoming film that Hansal Mehta will direct. Mehta, who found prominence since he directed critically acclaimed Shahid, based the film on the life of slain lawyer and human rights activist Shahid Azmi. The film with Manoj is inspired by a suspended professor who was filmed on a spy cam having consensual sex with a rickshaw puller just days before he was going to retire.
The acting principal of a high school in Jamaica went into hiding after photos appeared to show him having gay sex that were posted online. While the acting principal agrees the photos are of him, he claims they have been digitally edited to portray gay sex. The teacher is married to a woman and has three kids. There are online posts where people threaten the lives of his children.
A third gender candidate made history by winning the mayoral elections in Chhattisgarh's Raigarh Municipal Corporation. Madhu Kinar, who contested as independent candidate, won the election and is the first person from the third gender to get elected in the post. In 2014, India's top court recognized the country's transgender community as a third gender in a landmark judgment.
In France, statistics released in Paris show that 13.5% of weddings to take place in 2014 were for same-sex couples. That's one in every eight unions. It marks the second year that same-sex weddings have been legal in France.
In entertainment news, CNBC is trying to find a new audience on gay hookup app Grindr after ratings for the business channel fell to a historic low. After a huge drop in ratings in 2014, television industry insiders are joking that CNBC is now being more creative about attracting hot new viewers. The Grindr move comes after 2014 turned out to be CNBC's worst year since 1994, when ad revenue fell 4.6% in the third quarter.
There is a new gay student at McKinley High. When Glee returned for its sixth and final season last week, Marshall Williams, who competed on Canadian Idol in 2007 and 2008, is playing Spencer, the school's new football stud with the voice of an angel. Also returning to the show was Max Adler. He's the newly out jock Dave Karofsky. Rumor has it, and it's actually true, he is the new love interest for Blaine, Darren Criss. Santana, the lesbian character portrayed by Naya Rivera, will be back as well, and there may be wedding bells.
GLAAD has joined the many critics of TLC's My Husband's Not Gay. The TLC special follows four married men living in Salt Lake City, Utah, who don't identify themselves as gay despite being attracted men. Big surprise. All cast members are devout Mormons belonging to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
UK actor, comedian, and TV personality Stephen Fry of the film Wild, age 57, is getting hitched to his 27-year-old partner, comedian, and writer Elliot Spencer. The two made a formal application to marry at a register office in Fry's home county of Norfolk.
Las Vegas may be making room for one more diva, as Mariah Carey is reportedly about to sign a deal for residency at Caesar's Palace. The deal could be worth more than Britney Spears' two-year, $30 million contract, and Carey could hit the strip before the 2015 holidays.
And Amazon's original series Transparent won Best Comedy at the Golden Globes, with Jeffrey Tambor also winning Best Actor in a Comedy for his role as Maura Pfefferman. Transparent stars Tambor as a 70-year-old who's transitioning from male to female and chronicles his journey along with the reactions of his adult children who are also struggling in their own ways. Transparent has earned some of the best reviews of any new series this year, and it has been picked up for a second run. Especially Sweet, Queercast co-host and frequent guest Alexandra Billings appeared at the awards as a cast member and was on stage for the series' win, adding visibility for the trans and Chicago community.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Why can't you just believe in me? Not everyone is the enemy.
Hey everybody, this is Shelley Wright, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast with my good friend Amy.
Doing the best I can, but I'm broken.
Culture Club, Culture Club, Culture Club. Theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
weird,
innovative,
campy,
edgy,
original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 12th, 2015, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
The Book of Mermen is the first great comedy of 2015. Join Pride Films and Plays and see what happens when two Mormons ring the doorbell of one Ethel Merman. Order tickets at brownpapertickets.com through February 15th only. Don't miss The Book of Mermen.
Lifeline Theater proudly presents the 18th annual Filet of Solo Festival, Chicago's premier celebration of solo performance, storytelling, and live lit. Running Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, now through January 25th, at multiple venues in Rogers Park. More at lifelinetheater.com. Don't miss the 18th annual Filet of Solo Festival. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you, so go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night, the chemical, physical.
So, Cleo, before we broke for the news and the theater and arts segment, you were talking about that we need to come together. We need to find integration so that the changes that need to come will happen faster. They will be more effective. And obviously, there are areas where we can be an agent for this integration. There are areas, obviously, where we're powerless. Talk to me about one of each, I guess. One, I would say, let's talk about what we need to think about for our health this year, because change is stressful to a body, and transition, if we think of the little caterpillar inside the little, you know, they've spun their little home, and they're fairly safe and warm there to have, to have this transformation, to have the change from the caterpillar into the butterfly. And if I'm taking this to some sort of, you know, uber metaphor here, of if we're trying to become a butterfly, if we're trying to become something nimble and light and, is this our year in our cocoon? And if so, what do we need to think about for our health? What do we need to think about for our finances and our security, so to speak, in those two areas?
Well, you know, I love the analogy. It's very apropos. You're funny. I do love the analogy of the butterfly and the caterpillar. But what I would say is that the last year, 2014, was the year of the cocoon.
Okay.
This year, we have poked out our head, and we are looking at the world, and we are looking at it, and we have to avoid cars and dogs and cats. And possums and pesticides.
Yeah. So how do we do that?
You know.
Mm-hmm. How do we clear through the shell, so to speak, this year to gain freedom?
Well, you know, to gain freedom, I want to just two ways, just to piggyback off of your entertainment segment, and I think this is a way about that integration. You know, I am a Buddha priestess, and that's what I am. And you know, people have called me psychic, medium, etc. But in Chicago right now, and at the end of last year, they had an amazing exhibit at the museum there, and it was an exhibit all on Vodou. So if any of you get a chance to go out there, go check it out. There's some amazing knowledge there. Stop being afraid and stop letting people demonize what I do and others that I do. Mm-hmm. And go and check it out. It's a fascinating exhibit. I wish that I had the time to come to Chicago to see it. So that was just my entertainment segment.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
But I use that as a jumping off point because again, 10 years ago, that would not have been anything that I would have felt comfortable saying on the air.
Yeah.
Because voodoo was such a negative connotation still, and I'm not saying that I have anything to contribute to it that it's become more positive. But if you just look on television, there's far more information, far more documentaries, far more this about educating people. And one of the ways that we do allow ourselves to become free as we leave our cocoon is, again, to go and set off to seek education. Be that butterfly that says, oh, I want to go learn more about the fish and the seas. And they go and they take a little flyby by the water. Mm-hmm. And they go hang out on a little leaf or a daisy by the water. And then they say, I want to go to the city and see the people. And then they go and they smell the smog and they say, okay, no, this really isn't working for me. Or if they have a tree that they like to hang out in, whatever the case may be, you get to now make your own choices. Mm-hmm. That is your flight plan. You understand? Now, don't think that you're having a bad year if something happens, because this is life. Yeah. Life is life. My Dundun used to say that to me all the time. Life is life. So what we get to do in 2016 is to make that transition, to get excited about the work that is still there yet to happen, mm-hmm. that is still yet to be created, recognizing all the while that this may not be a cakewalk, mm-hmm. that there's going to be some hiccups. But a hiccup doesn't mean that you throw up your hands and walk away. A hiccup doesn't mean that you made the wrong choice. A hiccup doesn't, it just may need some refining. The plan may need some review. That's normal. You know, you don't get it right immediately out the gate all the time. Sometimes mm-hmm. it does happen, and when that happens, it's a lovely thing. Mm-hmm. Now, financially, transition is a tough word. Financially, we've got some things that are still happening with regard to the earnestness of the bigger picture of the financial animal, if you would. And so when you're looking at that, I still want people to be very careful about rushing back out. Please do not overextend yourselves with home loans while things are starting to balance out. Certainly understand that, you know, we're only as strong as the working class. All right. We're not as strong as the rich folks. We've already been down this track. We're only as strong as the working class. And the working class, again, has to start to make smarter decisions for ourselves as communities. Mm-hmm. And I am still very much behind that we take back our personal financial power by pouring our dollars and cents into our communities. And that way it comes out of the hands of everything that is big box. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with big box, but look here. There's plenty of dollars going out there and around that we can pour back into our communities. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm all about Indian small business because I see the strength of it for community. And these are the type of things that we have to be more committed to. Mm-hmm. And we have to stand behind the individuals in our communities. Even when you live in big cities like Chicago, Chicago has so many wonderful little hamlets in it, much like here in Florida, where we really can be very effective. I used to shop for the majority of my dog, you all know, Café con Leche City, most of her products at a great store online. Because I'm a very natural kind of doggy mom. I don't believe in all the pesticides and this, that, and the other. And I've been like that for many years. And then there is a great little store in town. And I always just would kind of write them off as being boutique-ish and too expensive. Well, by the time I calculated the shipping cost from this store that is online, that is out of state, I now split my money up between the two stores. Mm-hmm. The online store is still a small business, but from another state. And then I have my town store, which I go to, and I get things for her there the same way. So I've helped myself, and I've helped two small business owners in two different locations. Mm-hmm. It's a conscious choice on my part.
So you know what I'm saying? You're saying are you saying more invest in small communities? You're saying invest in small business. You're saying invest in places that integrate or yeah. Now, does that mean that we need to invest in telecommunications and internet and television and technology? Is this where things are going?
Let me tell you something, and you know, there may be many people out there saying Ms. Cleo doesn't have a clue as to what she's talking about. The game is getting ready to change in all of those areas, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
Now, if you are a tech wizard, then baby, get on the train, because it's getting ready to change levels. You understand? Things are getting ready to change because we can already see the underpinnings of it. They want to now price out, you know, if you can't pay a certain cost and you get slower internet. This is not something that's going to go away. Mm-hmm. What is going to come out of that are going to be private companies that at some point will be able to say, well, you can get internet from us fast, but you have to pay this cost. Mm-hmm. So if you're a tech head and you're really good, this is your window. If you came up with a great idea in 2014, I want you to commit to it and find your niche because this is the place to be. And again, it is still about small. Because everybody isn't being weighed. Everyone is not waiting to be bought out by larger entities. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Some people really do want to create and keep it close. So I say either way you go, figure out what your objective is and figure out what your personal karmic objective is. Because understand, when you get into much bigger dynamics where shares are $150 and $200 a pop, you know, sometimes the business practices can get a little bit grayed, if you would. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, the investments that you make on a financial level, make sure that you're very okay with all that is going on. Please do your due diligence mm-hmm. on every level because things are changing quickly. Changes have been in motion since last year. They are coming to fruition in this year. And perhaps that's another theme. For anyone who started something really positive or started something that you were very committed to in 2014, you will find it strengthened as well as challenge your commitment in 2015. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And we've got some major cosmic events going on in 2015. We had a great deal of cosmic events going on in 2014. Our solar flare activity was enormous. I even would wager to say that as we move forward in places like Chicago, New York, L.A., Oakland, Ferguson, you know, St. Louis, we have a mini, you know, because we can't do this show and I can't move through and talk about and not talk about other things that are happening
right.
in your backyard, in my backyard.
Right.
Because one of the beauties, and I think one of the examples, and I get goosebumps as I speak to it here, of integration at its most base level in this country, in my lifetime, from going back to the 60s when I was a child and may not have understood the whole, but even going back to the 70s when I was a teenager, New York, in the days after the grand jury returned its decision about Eric Garner, I was so joyous to see young and old, black, white, yellow, brown, red, whatever flavor in the ice cream section you wanted to come up with, were outside walking in the cold, in the rain. And we were all speaking to a unified song that life matters and that something is wrong here that we need to fix. And to see that culmination of rainbow of faces, I get a goosebump. It made me have hope, because I have to tell you, for the last year and a half, my feelings on a personal level, as someone who fought the good fight 30 years ago, I was heartbroken. I was absolutely crying. I mean, tears shedding from my face that I had no control over. And feeling so sad and so powerless. And in that movement of those days in New York and around the country, but New York definitely, Chicago, same way, gave me hope. And that is something that I'm going to invest in this year, is hope. Because 2013 and 2014 at times made me feel hopeless and powerless. And I am grateful that at the end of last year, and that I welcome 2015 with hope and feeling empowered. And sometimes, you know, everything will not happen on a grand scale. Sometimes it happens on a very personal scale. And I think that sometimes we cannot always address the problem as a big mushroom, such that it is. We have to address it as small little blades of grass, you know, each one of us as we move through, as we talk with each other. And so the problems of the gay community are not just those problems, and the problems of the black community are just not our problems, and the problems of the immigrant community. And we recognize, and we come together to recognize that our problems have a lot more common ground than we have earlier recognized, you know?
When you mentioned the cosmic events and the things of 2014, and if 2014 was a year of change, how is that going to affect our climate in 2015?
Oh, well, my goodness, we can just look at the end of 2014 to see how the hell that affected our climate. What the fuck? Fart was that? Oy, oy, oy. L.A., once again, washing away that whole area. Their drought, that's the worst drought that they've seen on the West Coast, and I don't know when. And, you know, again, you know, we kind of aggravate the universe, and I'm not really sure what that's about. You know, I'm not so sure it was such a great idea to land a piece of machinery on a comet. I got to tell you, if you look at the landing of the comet, and you look at all of the weather we had thereafter, one would have to say, You know what I'm saying? And again, I'm not, you know, speaking up against advancements of science, but we have to understand we don't exist in a vacuum. Earth is part of a planetary community in this particular galaxy, in this particular solar system. And when we as Earth act outside of that, we have to know that there are impacts. We have had a solar flare year like no other. We ended it 2014 with solar flares beyond. They are still studying the impact of solar flares on our planet and its weather, as well as on the impact that it has on us as human beings. There are some fascinating studies out there that are still taking a little while to move to the forefront. But even as we move through that, solar flares are becoming part of our everyday goings-on, which will, again, have an impact on our world. It will additionally have an impact on what? Technology. Something that we have become very reliant on. And so these solar flares are now impacting our satellites and how they work and how our cars work, people, because now our cars are computer chipboards. And so we are advancing very quickly, but we're going to have to learn how to integrate what we're doing with what is happening very naturally on a high science level. Mm-hmm. So we are going to see an interesting winter. With no doubt, I am kind of a little bit glad because we've had some very chilly weather down here in South Florida, which we don't typically have, but I'm actually looking forward. We had no winter last year. Mm-hmm. So for all of you that are in very, very cold places, I am so sorry because the weather is going to be intense. But it is intense not just here stateside. We saw that typhoon of monumental proportions over the Philippines again, but that typhoon kept up its sting until it came to the west coast of our country. So often in the past, as Americans, we have just kind of focused on the weather that immediately impacts us. And I think as we move forward, and based on the changes in the universe, weather is something that we're going to have to take a look at far more globally to be prepared when we see something happening out in the Philippines, knowing that it may very well impact us here, or something that is happening in Canada will impact us here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to have to be far more cognizant. And again, we're going to have to integrate and work with our country neighbors in order to, you know, and then we look at Ebola. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are becoming a smaller place.
Yeah.
And because we're becoming a smaller place, we have to let go of the ideology that it's them and us, or them over there and them over there. And the us, unfortunately, is going to have to become a bigger place.
Yeah, and that's the climate conversation. I mean, I think that people for decades have been trying to say that, you know, it's really the great leveler of people that we should all be, you know, concerned with the environment and concerned with climate. We only have a couple of minutes left, Cleo. So really quickly, I just want to ask you, are there times of the year that we should be most aware of being diligent about being in the collective idea, diligent about thinking of fostering ways to be integrated, and also times when we really need to pause and educate ourselves? Are there key times throughout this year, first quarter, second quarter, late in 2015, okay, that you can see?
Great question, sweetie. I love it. In the first quarter, it is actually very, very well placed. It is at the beginning of the year. Late January through the middle of February. All right. I want everybody to kind of slow themselves. People will be very excited about the new year, but just kind of take it in stride. Make sure you do your homework. Also in mid to late May through the middle of June, same kind of advice. I want you to not be reactionary. Again, slow, mitigate your circumstances. Do not sit back, and make sure that your communication, people, we know, emails, texts, all of those things. Go back to the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and make a phone call. Seriously, you know, we have a new mindset now, and this is a new transition. This one will challenge us, especially in America, because we are very entitled to our privacy. But we will come to understand that privacy, it will be a minimal dynamic as we are moving forward. And then the last quarter of the year will be mid-September through mid-October. So those are three areas that I want you all to make sure that you are doing your due diligence. Slow to reaction, slow to a decision until you feel you have as much information. Know that just everything is not what it would appear, all right? So don't see a pink elephant and think, oh, that's just a lovely pink elephant. That could be a mastodon with an attitude. So, you understand? Make sure that you give yourself as much information going in so that you can get your best outcome.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, we will probably touch base to you midway through the year, and you can give us a pep talk, because it sounds like we have to be very diligent and very conscious in 2015 to manifest some of the challenges that you have given to us, the charge that you've given to us to find our, to honor the transition, not put our head in the sand, educate ourselves, look for the collective, look for ways to come together as opposed to being divisive, integrate, is what I'm hearing from you, and in all areas, and in all areas of our lives. Cleo, thank you so much for being with us. I hope you have a happy and joyous 2015, you know, a day at a time, a week at a time. And I know you are somebody who feels deeply and is very passionate about everyone you come in contact with. And we benefit so much from your passion being a part of our queer cast and a part of our show throughout the year, but especially here as you kind of kick us off. Our mama kicks us off. She's trying to kick us out of the nest with some tools and a backpack.
Yeah, get
right? But I love you, and I'm thinking and watching all the stories there in Florida, and hope that I will get to see you very, very soon. But we'll talk with you, I know, very soon, and I appreciate your generosity and your insight here on our past couple of shows. So thank you so much, lady.
I love you all there in Chicago. Have a brilliant year, each and every one of you. And, we'll be touching back base. You know, we usually have to talk about whatever trouble I get into in the course of a year.
It wouldn't be Miss Cleo without it. We love it. Hey, everyone.
All right, sweetie. Have a great one. Thank you so much. Always.
Thank you. And everybody else, I hope you have a great kickoff to your 2015. You have your challenge. You have your marching orders. So, get to it. It's going to be a big year. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.